KFIZ News Time is 9:40. Coming up on 9:41 as Fondalec Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Monday, first day of March of 2021. And we say happy Monday and happy March to our friend Kathy Lumens from the Fondalec Senior Center. Kathy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. It seems like it's coming in like a lamb, so I don't know.
Yes, I am happy with it coming in like a lamb because, yeah, it could be a lot worse, as we know, but I think we're in pretty good shape. Looks like a pretty good week of weather, nice and quiet, comfortable temperatures.
Oh, and what a beautiful weekend, huh?
Yeah. Yesterday was kind of gloomy, but Saturday was just a gorgeous day. Got a lot done around the house, took a walk, so it was a nice weekend, that's for sure.
It sure was. It just kind of rejuvenates you when you can just be out and you don't have to. I always feel like when it's so cold, my shoulders and my ears are touching.
Yeah.
You know, because you just are so tense because of the cold, and it's nice to just be able to walk out and not get whipped in the face with a brittle cold wind. So, yeah, it's been great. The only challenge is that we have a snowshoe demo planned for Thursday, and who knew that we would have a week of 40 degrees prior to that day, so I don't know if that's going to be able to go or not. We ran out to Kiefer Park earlier this morning just to see what it looks like. It looks pretty icy, and so we're going to reach out to Attitude Sports, who was gracious enough to help us coordinate this, and they were going to be bringing the snowshoes and everything and see what their thoughts are. They're the experts, and we're just along for the ride, so... Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. If you're planning on going and you want a definite answer, we should know by tomorrow. Check or watch our Facebook page. We'll have it out there too. But it'll be disappointing because I was pretty excited about this one, about learning how to snowshoe and maybe we can puddle jump instead.
I was gonna say. Well, my offer stands. I'm looking out the window right now where the snowplow cleared our parking lot here at the station. We do have some decent-sized piles of snow, yet you can feel free to scoop those up and take them where you need to, or you can just snowshoe in those piles.
Here we go, up and
offer
down
stands. Maybe a little down pile skiing, I don't know.
There we go. We'll create our own new winter event.
Yeah.
Well, it's a new month, lots of stuff going on this month. It's kind of exciting. And that doesn't even count if the weather gets nice and we can start doing outdoor programming. But we do have a lot of special programs and events and activities. The one I did want to talk about, because it starts on the 11th, is a program. It's an evidence-based program through the Wisconsin Institute of Healthy Aging. And it's called Mind Over Matter. And at one point it was called Healthy Bowel, Healthy Bladder. And this is a class for women 50 and older who want to prevent or improve any issues they may be having with leakage involving like the pelvic floor, their bladder, their bowel. And I know this is always one of those conversations where people are like, I don't really want to talk about that. But the reality is that as we age, things change. And some people don't know that there are classes like this that are designed to help manage those symptoms or improve those symptoms to help your quality of life. And so if you're interested in more information, it's going to be a Zoom class. And so people from various places around the state are actually participating in this. If anyone is interested in participating, give us a call. Space is very limited because they do have max in each class that they allow to register just so that the facilitator has enough time to make sure that everybody gets enough time for their questions and has enough time to learn all the strategies. So it's on the 11th, the 25th, and April 8th, and it is from 1 until 3, those 3 days. And you have to commit to all 3 sessions if you're going to sign up, because they want to make sure that people who sign up are really going to show up instead of taking a spot away from somebody that would be interested. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. We'll get you signed up. And like I said, it's one of those things, you know, anybody that eats or drinks, you know, has issues with bowel and bladder. And so we just want to make sure we're giving people the opportunity to learn how to maintain an independent lifestyle, even if you have issues with continence.
There you go.
So that was the big one that I wanted to talk about. Something new coming up today at 1 o'clock. We're offering a program called Zoom Mingle. We're going to be on Zoom. We're going to talk about what's going on for the month. But we also thought it was a really good way to encourage people to try Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing more programs with Zoom. We had, I think, one a week last month. And our numbers were continually increasing each week, which is cool. But some people don't want to have their first experience with Zoom be in like a formal presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought if we did the Zoom Mingle that people could just log in and see how it works and learn, you know, how to talk and how to chat and how to turn your camera and your mic off and on and do those things and just see what Zoom is like before they would, you know, participate in an actual program. So join us this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll be talking all things Senior Center and encourage everybody to join us. Wanted to remind people Tuesdays are Take Care Tuesdays. So every Tuesday we've been posting just something that you can do, whether it's 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just to kind of take a minute and breathe and take care of yourself. And so mm-hmm. 1 week was just a video of just really beautiful scenery. Last week we put the link to the Detroit Zoo penguins.
Okay.
If you want to do something that just kind of makes you giggle, just watch the penguins. And, you know, at one point I was looking and one penguin was going to jump in and the other one was looking to jump out and they collided and they both ended up in the water. So very cute stuff. So Take Care Tuesday mm-hmm. will be tomorrow. And then Hump Day Trivia is coming up Wednesday, and this is Brain Health Awareness Month, and so our questions on Wednesday will be about your brain. And then I talked about Thursday, the snowshoe, and we will give everybody a heads up as soon as we know more about that. We are taking sign-ups this week for Pi Day, because we always celebrate Pi Day in mm-hmm. March, 3.14.
Yep.
Pi is... 3.14, March 14th, is on a Sunday this year, so we will be doing the drive-thru event on Monday the 15th.
Okay.
But we need people signed up by next Tuesday. So if you're interested in driving through for a piece of pie, give us a jingle so we know you're coming and we can make sure that we have enough ready to go. And so those are some of the big things going on this week. The new newsletter should be out. If you didn't get it in the mail, we've got an awesome volunteer taking them to the grocery stores. And so they'll be available at some of the grocery stores, or they're always available out in the front tote in front of the building.
Very cool.
Oh, well, one other thing.
Yeah.
If you ordered a T-shirt, if anybody ordered a Senior Center T-shirt, they are here and available. I will be making calls to the people that ordered them. But if you hear this and you want to set up a time to pick yours up, give us a jingle, and we will meet you at our drive-thru window.
Very cool. You mentioned those Take Care Tuesday. There's so much cool stuff on the internet that you can you talk about the cams. I know there's different like eagle cams out there that you can watch, and like nature cams, and you know, different stuff. You know, I mean, if you've been using the internet for quite a while, it's amazing how much live stuff is out there now that you can just sit and watch. That's just fun to look at. You know, like virtual tours you can do of like historic sites. If you can't obviously travel to a place that you've never been before, or it's a place you've always wanted to see, there's different virtual tours or virtual videos taking you to different places. There's a lot of cool stuff out there just to take, you know, 10 minutes to watch a quick video. Really kind of puts you in a better mood
for
thinking about
sure.
the fun stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think this week we have one. I have one set to post about breathing, mm-hmm. how to breathe for relaxation. And I think it's like a 4.5 minute video that just talks you through how to breathe and how to deep breathe, because I don't know about you, but I know I don't. And then all of a sudden you're trying to, you know, get a deep breath in, but it's because you don't breathe deep often enough. And so,
right.
you know, how to breathe for relaxation, how to breathe to help you go to sleep, you know, some of those things that you don't think about. But then when you try it, you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I don't breathe like this. No. Breathing, you don't think about breathing at all. Fortunately, we don't have to, because a lot of us, I think, would be in trouble if we had to remember,
mm-hmm.
myself being top of the list. But if you don't think about doing, you know, good breathing,
mm-hmm.
it also can cause some issues. So, yeah, so Take Care Tuesday has been kind of our latest thing. We just want to give everybody something that, you know, just gives them 5 minutes to concentrate on themselves and put away all the things you're thinking about and just take five for yourself and focus on your own wellness.
Very cool. Kathy, have a great week. Thanks for joining us.
You too, Spencer. Take care.
Kathy Lubin's joining us from the Fond du Lac Senior Center. Weekly chat with Kathy each Monday around this time. We update folks on what's going on at the Fond du Lac Senior Center.